I want you to turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 10. Now, I'm going to be ministering. This is what I really believe the Lord had laid on my heart a while back. And so I was praying and studying and meditating and stuff, and did nothing else come up. So I'm a firm believer. My mentors that's a little bit older than I am, that's helped bring me up in the Word, Pastor Jim's one of them, says, if the Lord don't give you something new, stay on the road you're on. So that's a sign. And I need to hear that years ago. Because sometimes we attend to, hey, I'm tired of being here. Let's go over here and do this. When God's wanting us to stay on track here. Hallelujah. Sometimes we miss God because we want to change too quick instead of waiting on God to change. I mean, not He don't change, but I'm talking about changing our direction or changing our path, whatever, you know. Hallelujah. How many is it? Hebrews chapter 10. Well, I'm not. You'll have to wait a minute. Glory, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10. But first, I want you to go, hold your finger there at chapter 10. Glory, hallelujah. Let me get myself situated. Do you ever have to get yourself situated? Hallelujah. Now look over there in chapter 11, verse 1 to start with. We're going to start there today. I really believe that's where the Lord wants us to start at. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to be talking about faith today. You know, when a lot of times when you say faith, a lot of people turn you off. A lot of times when you say faith, some people say, well, I got faith. What I have found out, the way to measure your faith is look at the Word of God and see what God's Word says. I used to think, well, I'm a pretty good faith person. Till I start beginning checking up on myself and said, wait a minute, I'm not as much of a faith man as I thought I was. That's not negative. Understand? Look what he says here in verse 1, chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance. Faith is your substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. By what? By faith. The elders obtained a good report. Look at verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God, so that things which were seen are not made of things that do appear. See, he's telling us there, God spoke and the world came into existence. There was nothing there. Out of nothing, he spoke and the world became. Now, if he has to speak for something to form and to be, then you and I are going to have to speak and call it into existence. If he has to, you're going to have to. The only way you're going to get faith to work in your life is the same way God gets faith to work. You got to speak it and call it into existence. Too many times we try to speak and call what the doctors and everybody else says instead of faith on the Word of God. Woo. We're going to be looking at boldness of faith today. Now, what does it take to please God? Faith. Faith pleases God. It says, for without faith, you can't please God. Right? So we're going to have to be a man or a woman by faith if we want to please God. Glory, hallelujah. Now go over to chapter 10 there. Hallelujah. And we're going to start here. And I want you to look in chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. It says, if you would, yeah, you got it up there on the screen. I appreciate that. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Look at that word recompense, or confidence rather. Cast not away therefore your confidence. That confidence, that word confidence there, in my Bible, in the little note thing there, it says boldness. So look what he says. Cast not away therefore your boldness, which hath great recompense of reward. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Now I looked at some different, you look at different people say different things, what that means. But to me, it's a kingdom of God suffering violence. The devil's trying to tear down the kingdom of God. Let's look at it that way. But God has given us everything already in advance to defeat the devil. The violent, the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent or the bold ones, the ones that has the confidence in God, hallelujah, is going to stand and turn the tide. Now, if you don't have faith, is only, let me tell you what faith is. I'm going to get it down in a nutshell. Faith is nothing but believing God will do what he said he'll do. It is nothing but just believing God. Mark 11, 22 says, have faith in God. Mark 11, 22. Have faith in God. So where's my faith got to be? My faith's not in my job. My faith's not in the doctor. I'm not putting down doctors. I believe like Charles Capps. If you don't have your faith to get healed, go to the doctor, get healed, and keep believing God for the next time. If the devil comes against you, that you have faith to heal, get healed. Hallelujah. So faith, that boldness there, is confidence and boldness in what God's word says. Why? Because he's already given us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. What does everything mean? He left out some, didn't he? He didn't leave none out. Glory, hallelujah. Let's go on. Cast not away therefore your confidence. Now look at that. That confidence is boldness, which hath great recompense of reward, or the great promise of reward. Recompense is the word promise. Put promise there. Where's your faith at? My faith's in the promises of God. That's where your faith's got to be. Now, is my faith where it needs to be? No, it's not, but it's a growing faith. Now, I'm going to tell you something else, too. If I don't spend time in my Bible reading, if I don't spend time praying and meditating in the Word, if I don't spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, building myself up on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, then my faith is not going to advance. I've said this used to, when I was pastoring, used to tell my congregation, if all you get from the Word is what you get on Sunday morning and Wednesday night, you're malnutrition. Why? Because you can't stay built up and living a life of victory if you're not spending time in the Word for yourself. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen, or somebody say oh me. Amen. We got an old me there. At least she's honest, didn't she? Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. But God don't want you to be that way. That's why he's given us the Word. Glory, hallelujah. Now look at verse 36. For you have need of patience. That's a word we do not like, do we? But we have need of patience. Patience for what? That after we have done the will of God, woo, hallelujah. For we have need of patience that after we have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now I'm going to go further. That's the King James says that you might. But if you do what the Word of God says, I'm going to guarantee you, you're going to receive the promise. Why? Because he won't alter the word that's gone out of his mouth. He can't. I heard a preacher say one time, if he ever told a lie, or if he didn't keep his word, when you met the conditions for that word, he said he would have to self-destruct. And he would, because God can't lie. That's how much your Heavenly Father loves you, that he promises you and he'll fulfill every promise when we do what, when we line our lives up with this word. Let me put it that way. Glory, hallelujah. Now, look at 36 again. For you have need of patience. How many of you love patience? Huh? How many of you love patience? I used to be a very, very impatient man. I'm serious. Didn't I, Patsy? I mean, I was very, 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 very impatient. Paul said he was the chiefest of all sinners. I was the chiefest of all sinners in this day. Very patient. And when that, being very impatient rather, and a temper that went with that impatientness, and it don't work, it causes destruction. Hallelujah. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward, or that boldness. For, you know, let me get right back. I started going, but listen. That boldness there, that confidence, word confidence means boldness, but you have to be bold to be a man that lives by faith and walks by faith. I'm going to say this, and I don't want you to take it the wrong way. The faith message is not for a weakling. That's why God has given you the ability to do everything that he's called you to do. You ever heard tell of people saying, well, I just don't believe that faith stuff? They're weaklings, and I'm not putting off on them. They just don't believe it because they don't understand it. Glory, hallelujah. But we do, don't we? We understand it. We know what God wants of us. For you have need of patience after you have done the will of God, that you will receive the promise. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Proverbs 28 and 1 says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Now, when I was studying this, and I saw that and went reference to that verse there in Proverbs, and I said, I just knew in my spirit, there's something else that goes with that. Something else goes with that that explains it or expounds on it a little bit more. So Proverbs 28 and 1 says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And I had a check in my spirit, and I got an Amplified Bible out and checked it. And this is what the Amplified reads. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the uncompromisingly righteous are bold as a lion. So you can be righteous in right standing with God because you're born again, but you can compromise the word. And if you're compromising the word, then you're not going to live in victory and have the bold faith that God wants you to have. So the Amplified puts it this way. Glory, hallelujah. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the uncompromisingly righteous. I'm not going to compromise the word is what that means. There's a lot of people back in the Bible days and all where persecution was Christian and all, gave their lives rather than to compromise the word of God. And that's what he's talking about. We got to be sold out to the word. You know, back when we had, before this last election, when we had the ungodly mess going on that was in there, I had an uneasiness in my spirit because of all of that gay rights and stuff and all, you know. Am I willing to bow and perform homosexual marriages if asked to, or am I going to stand if it costs me my life? And there's not but one answer. If you're a true man of God that's called by called by God himself, you'll stand. Amen. Hallelujah. And I was so glad. And it still may get there worse than what it was then. But we're praying and believing that God is doing a mighty change in our nation. Hallelujah. We need to keep praying for our president and his cabinet and every day that God will lead them. Hallelujah. So remember that. You need to write in your Bible there where it's in Proverbs 28 and 1. The righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. But the uncompromisingly, you need to write that in there. Hallelujah. Are bold as a lion. Now Ephesians 3 and 12 says, in whom we have boldness. Now we're talking about boldness of faith today. And he's wanting us, God's word is wanting to teach us, hey, what God wants out of us is our bold stand on faith. Boldness in our faith. How many of you heard of Smith Wigglesworth, heard of him? They say that he was a man of bold faith. Now you got to understand too, I understand too that sometimes that the gift of faith moves in these people. But God wants you and I to have boldness of faith all the time. Why? We don't have to operate outside the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he's on the inside of us. We're not without him. Hallelujah. So therefore we say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus which strengthens me. I can have bold faith. Glory, hallelujah. In whom we have boldness, Ephesians 3 and 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Jesus Christ. By the faith in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4 and 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. How many of you ever go to the Lord in prayer? Well, that's what he's talking about. We're going before the throne of grace. How many of you go in there and praying, Lord, if it be your will, do this or do this? Look what it says. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Why am I going to the throne of grace? I need help. And I need to know that when I come boldly into the throne of grace, that I'm not going to be turned away. And I'm not because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of the veil of that flesh that was torn on him on Calvary. Let us come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, if I'm not sure, 100% or 1,000% sure that God's going to answer me and give me meet my need when I go to the throne of grace, I ain't got no business going. You know why? Because if I don't believe I'm going to receive, I'm not going to get it. I got to have faith in a God that I've never seen and the word that he has left us to live by. That when I go into that throne of grace, I can go in with boldness and confidence that God will give me what I ask for. Now, as long as it lines up with the word, I'm not talking about some goofy stuff. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about some, as Norval Hayes called it, flaky. It's got to line up with the word. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Hebrews 10, 19 through 23, look over there at verse 19 and verse 10, chapter 10. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple, the curtain was ripped from top to the bottom. But the veil he's talking about was his flesh was torn apart. And that veil there gave us access into the Holy of Holies. Glory, hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Glory, hallelujah. And look at verse 21. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, full of assurance. Full of assurance. How many of you know what assurance is? It's kind of like an insurance policy, isn't it? Full assurance. Knowing makes no difference what's going on. When I go in that Holy of Holies, I can get what I come for. Hallelujah. Well, we got to be that bold. That's why God has put in this word of all the boldness and stuff that he's talking about for you and I to live in victory. Can you say amen? Look at verse 23. No, look at verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Now, Pastor Jim told me when I was, we was looking at this the other month, he said, I love that verse right there. And I'm going to give your testimony part of it, okay? He had just come back from being diagnosed with melanoma, right? And he said he was down. Now, this man of God was down. Can you believe it? But he's human, you know? And I'm not talking about his down in the mouth, mully grubbing and saying all the crazy stuff and all. No, I believe it was just serious. Man, this thing could be. How many of you know melanoma can kill you? 1987. And he come. He came. Oh, he's still here. And he ain't dead. He's alive. Hallelujah. Yeah. But he came home. And I'm going to put it this way. He's kind of down in the dumps because of the report he got. He said his little was a 4-year-old red-headed granddaughter. Come running up to him and said, Papa, you want to hear my Bible verse? Look down there at verse 23. Let us hold fast our profession of faith without wavering. And this is what she told him. For he is faithful that promised. And when she said that, faith rose up in his heart. Hallelujah. I believe the cancer was healed that moment. Hallelujah. God's word is true. God's word is powerful. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, that word will do nothing. So that's the importance of faith. That's the importance of you and I having bold faith. Because without faith, we cannot please God. There's no way. Why? Because that's what the word says. And the word is true. I'm reminded of disciples when Jesus was about to be betrayed. And Jesus said, Will you also leave me or run off? And Peter said, Lord, where will we go? You're the only one that has eternal life. You're the only one that has the words of eternal life. So I'm asking you today, where could you go? Except right here to get the word of God that you're getting. I mean, there's a few places you go, but I'm talking about the uncompromised word. Hallelujah. And that's because of the people that was mentored to our pastor that we have now. That was a mentor to him. Because he was taught and trained up in the right way by the word of faith. And Pastor Jim was his pastor for, 17 years or something? A long time. Hallelujah. And his ministry is all over the world for people that's come out from him. It's not just sitting right there. Hallelujah. That's faith. He stood on the word of God. He preached faith. And it has given. There's no way he could tell how far his ministry has stretched until we get to heaven one day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So he is faithful who promises. She told him that, and the chapter and the verse. And he brought that faith in him. Glory be to God. Now look at, I'm not going to turn there. Hebrews 13:6, if you put that up there. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Faith, so that we can boldly, so that we can be bold in our faith. I know some people might not like it because I'm loud. But that's the way God made me. And my wife, I've been married to her 42 years. She said, why you have to be so loud? I said, that's the way God made me. She needs to tone it down a little bit. I said, I can't. It wouldn't be me, that's right. But sometimes you got to get firm with the devil. If you want to put the devil on the run, sometimes you got to get stirred up. Let me ask you something. If you go up to the devil and say, now, devil, I know what the Word of God says. And I know what you did to Jesus in the wilderness. You tempted him and you try and tempt me the same way. Now, won't you go and leave me alone? I'm not going to yield your temptation. And I believe that if that's all you're going to give him, he's going to hang around. I know the word's going to put that out. When you get bold and you say, I've had all I can stand. I can't stand no more. Devil, get out of here. He knows you mean business and he'll leave. Jesus said, I don't believe he said, come out. I know the devil would if he said it that way. But he said, he got loud sometimes. Do you know that? He said, come out of him. And at the tomb, he didn't say, Mary, your brother's going to live again. Lazarus, come on up out there, buddy. No, the Bible said, and he shouted with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out of that tomb. It's okay to be quiet and low and all. When the time comes, you need to be bold, though, as bold as a lion. How bold is a lion? Huh? And God wants us to be bold. If I really, really believe the Word of God, sometimes I'm going to have to get down and dirty with the devil. And that's, I'm talking about getting the word and chasing him off of my trail. How many of you know sometimes he don't want to leave? If he had, he'd have left the first time Jesus said anything to him in the wilderness. But he kept on trying to get him, didn't he? But he stood his ground. And he got the victory. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know what time we got. We'll be out by 3. We'll be fine, won't we? Hallelujah. I hear somebody say, yeah, you'll be preaching to the empty walls and chairs, yeah. Hallelujah. No, you wouldn't. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hebrews 13:6, so we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Yeah, I had to do that this morning and last night because I was studying and stuff and all, and man, I was just being agitated and agitated stuff and all, you know, and I said, devil, get out of here and leave me alone. And we was finishing packing this morning a little bit, and Patsy said something, and she was buttoning my collar, and she said something about just joking. She said, let's just crawl back in the bed. I said, and this is exactly what I said to you. I said, don't agitate me. I'm already agitated. She said, what's wrong? The devil had been trying to ride my back. And I was fighting to get him off. But, and then I was battling here. and the Holy Spirit moving in my stomach, and, you know, on the inside of my spirit. And I was battling, you know, trying to get that devil out of my mind and it coming up in my spirit, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So you can boldly say, and I said, devil, get out of here in Jesus' name. And I wasn't talking to her. She didn't even hear me. Hallelujah. Sometimes our wives can bring the best out in us, can't they? Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, man. This is good, isn't it? It's fun, isn't it? Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:6, one more time, so that we may boldly say. How are we going to say? What the Word says, boldly on the Word of God. Why? Because that Word cannot fail. If you don't get what that Word says you can have, you miss God. God never misses you, and He never compromises His Word. He will never alter that Word. So that Word is truth. So if you didn't get healed from a sickness, don't look and ask God why come He didn't heal you. Look at yourself and say, God, where did I miss it? I've had to do that several times. When I was having to go through open heart surgery, I done told my family and everybody, I'm not doing it. I'm going to believe God. And then my family got a hold of me, especially my daughter. Told me I was selfish. She didn't want to lose her daddy. And I got to thinking about it, you know, and all. And, you know, that could have been the right thing, the right choice, because my faith might not have been enough to carry me through. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm doing, I'm believing God for healing. If I ever face anything, I'm believing God and to work on my getting my faith stronger, getting my faith from Jesus, reprimanded His disciples on different occasions. Oh, ye of little faith. So, is he pleased with little faith? Not really. But you're working at it. If you're working at it. But He says, oh, ye of little faith. Now, He said to the centurion said, Lord, don't even come to my house. I'm not fit for you to come to my house. But I'm a man of authority. And I know what authority is. And we need to say that and mean that and know that about this Word. I know what authority is. I tell a man to go somewhere and he goes. I tell him to come back and he comes back. So, Lord, you don't need to come to my house. All you need to do is speak that Word and my servant will be healed. You know what he'd done? He'd read some Word, hadn't he? Because Psalm says He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. When that centurion said that, Jesus spoke the words out of his mouth. He said, go home, your servant lives. Sent the Word and it was manifested. That's a good shouting place right there. Hallelujah. That's where God wants your and my faith. Hallelujah. Then all the devils in hell couldn't do nothing with us, could they? We could keep them on the run. We wouldn't have to put them on the run. We'd keep them on the run. Glory, hallelujah. In case I didn't tell you this I know I won't get done with this today. So we'll call this Boldness of Faith, Part 1. And hopefully one of these days I might get to Part 2. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now look here. I want to read you this about boldness. Being bold is having courage and speaking out against what's wrong no matter what others think. Put the devil on the run. Makes no difference what other people think about you. Live a life of bold faith. Because you're not going to be judged by how other people think about you, no way. So don't worry what other people say. bold is having courage and speaking out against what's wrong, no matter what others think or say. It's doing God's will and continuing on the path that He put you on, regardless of the hardships that you face. Who's that sound like? Sounds like Paul, don't it? Sound like Paul. He did not let all those persecutions, all those hardships that he faced, never deterred him off the course that God set him on. He finished his course, didn't he? And that's what God tells us. And it's impossible to finish your course with faith and pleasing unto God like Paul. We can line him up there and look at him like Paul without having bold faith. You can't do it. We can't do it. We'll miss it, won't we? Glory, hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 18. Go over there. Or just pull it up. It don't make no difference. I'll see what I got here. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 18 through 20. I got to get there first, Ed. Y'all laugh at me, don't you? I'm glad you do, because it makes me laugh right back. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Ephesians 6, 18 through 20. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Glory, hallelujah. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me. Now listen, Paul's talking here about people praying for him boldness. You want boldness? Pray for boldness. You can pray and ask God for boldness. He'll give you boldness. I'm serious. Because this is a prayer for boldness here. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance, Paul said, pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly. Say boldly. Boldly. Say, Lord, give me a bold tongue and a bold mouth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So you know what he's telling me is, every one of us ought to be speaking boldly. He said, that's the way I ought to speak. We got to be speaking boldly. Hallelujah. That's enough to shout on, isn't it? Glory be to God. 1 John 2 and 28 says, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence or boldness, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. You know, the Bible says God's coming after those that are looking for him, anticipating his coming. We're not going to run and shy away when we know it's about time for the Lord to come on. We are going to be bold as a lion, aren't we? With a boldness. Proverbs 14 and 26 says, the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. That boldness there, that confidence there. Boldness, same thing. Boldness. And the fear of the Lord is strong boldness, and his children shall have a place of refuge. How many of you think you're going to go through life, or thought when you got born again, the rest of your life's going to be a flower bed of ease? I didn't think it was going to be that easy, but I thought it was going to be a lot easier than what it is. Hallelujah. That's what I thought about till I got turned on to the Word. Then I began to read the Word, and I began to see, but I can still have the victory. Why? There's victory in the Word. In the Word. You can't get away from the Word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now I'm going to read you a few quotes here. And I'll probably quit pretty soon. Not iron, no. Talking about confidence here. Confidence means trust or reliance or boldness, confidence or boldness. Certainty and assurance. Belief in one's ability. My God can do all things. I'm going to go a step further than that, okay? To him that believeth, all things are possible. To him that believeth, all things are possible. You can say that this way. If I believe, I can do all things. God can do all things. If I believe, I can do all things. Why? Because I'm believing in him that can do all things. And he lives on the inside of me. Glory, hallelujah. That ought to make us bold right there, hadn't it? Now, when we try to do things in our own self, we will fail. But if we keep our eyes on God, our spirits connected, tuned in to God, and walk like God walks, we will never fail. Can you say amen? Amen. Belief in one's abilities. To believe another will keep his word. This is what confidence is. I'm bold in my God that he'll never alter the word that comes out of it. Why? Because that's what he says. I've read it. It's in there. And he can't lie. So if he can't lie, then this is truth, isn't it? Pilate said, what is truth? Didn't Pilate ask Paul, what is truth? Or was it Pilate? Anyway, one of them said, what is truth? We know what truth is. Truth is the word. Unquestioning faith and trust, or faith to trust. Unquestioning belief in God. That's a good one, isn't it? Unquestioning belief in God. Hallelujah. Complete trust and reliance. Now, I want you to go to 2 Timothy. And I'm going to be closing in just a few minutes. The Lord let me. 2 Timothy. Glory, hallelujah. Now we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. Excuse me. Glory, hallelujah. Now look at that verse 6 again. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance. You need to remember when you got filled with the Holy Ghost, is what Paul's telling Timothy. I put you in remembrance. You need to remember when you got filled with the Holy Ghost, I laid my hands on you and you got filled with the Holy Ghost. And that you, say you, or me, say me, that I stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Paul's telling Timothy, you got to stir up that gift on the inside of you, Timothy. That gift of the Holy Ghost that when I laid hands on you, you received. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And some translation says timidity. What does that word mean, timidity? Does that not mean timid? Does that not mean that devil, now you go on out of here and leave me alone. Now the word says, I can tell you that. That's not bold, yes. I remember when I was, and you never know it now, but when I was a little baby or a little toddler and on up older, most of the time if we had company coming, you know where I would be? I would be sitting on my mama's lap because I didn't want to have nothing to do with nobody. That's what you call timid. And they talk to you and you turn your face away. That's timid. God says, I haven't given you that spirit. So it's not from God, is it? Look what he says. But, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, say power. Holy Ghost power. Say Holy Ghost power. It's in me. So I have the power. Say, I have the power to put the devil on the run. But a spirit of timidity will never do it. I don't have that spirit. I have the Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Now listen to what it says. But of power, love, and a sound mind. Every time I read that, I think about Pastor Jim going to see his 90-something-year-old grandmother. I mean mother, not grandmother. And he go in there and he said, she go in there and she was clothing in her right mind. Didn't you? Didn't you pick at her about that? Yeah. At least he'd go see her and tell her he'd encourage her, wouldn't he? Hallelujah. But listen what he's saying there. Power, love, and a sound mind. Be thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord and me his prisoner. If you got a spirit of timidity or fear, you're going to walk around in fear, aren't you? Or you're going to walk around timid, saying you are nothing, you're a nobody, you have no power. You can't do nothing about your life and the way you live. Yes, you can, because God has not given us that spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Now, look here. There's four things I want you to look at we just read there in Timothy. In 2 Timothy. One is, there's four things he got there. Number one is he got the spirit of boldness. Because he don't have the spirit of timidity or fear. He got boldness. And number two, he got the spirit of power. And number three, he got the spirit of love. God is love. Faith works by love. Hallelujah. And number four, now listen here. Listen, this is what you tell the devil when he tries to bombard your mind. A spirit of sound mind, of understanding and judgment. That's what he got. God give him. When he got that Holy Ghost, when Paul laid his hands on him, that's what God gave Timothy, and that's what you and I have. We have no reason to walk in defeat, do we? Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. If I get a chance one of these days, and the Lord leads, we'll finish it up. Hallelujah. Or pick up where we left off or something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want everyone to just bow your heads and let's just pray in the Holy Spirit just for a few minutes. Oh, hallelujah. Shilaba shalaba kondo yalakita. Yeah, do boshiki. And you know, don't be afraid to pray in the Spirit out loud. Because you got nothing to be ashamed of. Shibaha sanda yala koto yala kita lakanda. Ye dolodovo sholomo shiki alabaha sanda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We stir up that gift in the inside of us. Shila bakanda yala konda. Ye dolodovo shiki alabakanda. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. The anointing, Lord, we thank you for the anointing is here. The anointing, Lord, you're always here. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Thank you for your anointing that is present. Thank you for the power that is here to heal, to set free, Lord, to break yokes and bondages in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We exalt you and we praise your holy name. Worthy is the Lamb of God to receive all glory, honor, praise, and majesty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.